You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Fenella and Lydia here. We are joined by Greg James and Rhys Hughes.
Ooh, we are
exciting.
Indeed.
Exciting. Very exciting. So how are you both doing, first of all?
Oh, really well. I've never been interviewed with my boss before.
Oh, very well. Very well, thank you.
So are you going to critique me as I go through this interview?
No, I'll be doing that during the panel discussion, critiquing your show.
It's quite good. I mean, people always hear from me, but we never hear from this man. He's quite an elusive character, quite shady, some say. But he gets the job done, and he's got excellent taste in DJs. And I want to ask you the first question, Rhys.
Oh, okay.
What did you hear in my demo that made you decide to put me on Radio 1?
Oh, outstanding.
I do know the
question.
Answer to this.
Do you? Because I don't.
Well, no, that's because you didn't sign me. But I know for a fact you didn't like me to start off with, but you grew to love me, and therefore, and then did The Nation. So it's a happy ending, really.
He's borne this grudge for quite some time. He brought this up at the Student Radio Awards a few years ago, actually, where he said, thanks to all the support for Ben Cooper, Rhys a little less so. So actually, Greg's right. Ben Cooper signed Greg, but I first heard him on Early Breakfast when he'd already been signed. And yes, he's grown into a consummate, fantastic presenter.
You've actually led me to one of my questions quite easily there, so thank you. But I was going to ask, do you look for like radio-ready presenters or someone who you can sort of like mould a little bit?
A little bit of both, I think. I think I don't want to put people on air that haven't had much experience of radio. So, but saying that, we have taken people and trained them up. So I think it's a combination of both. And I think even more so now, you have to have a visual presence and be able to be comfortable behind a camera as well now, because, as you know, we're all into visualization and it's not television, you know, but it's on a smaller screen. But yeah, kind of to be to have a good presenting presence visually is important as well.
Ooh, okay, so one of the things that we're starting to hear a lot is that you need to stand out. So how do you stand out?
I'll do this and then you can get on to Greg. I mean, I think it's really crucial that you're yourself. I've listened to quite a lot of student radio demos over the years, student radio pilots and things where, or for the awards, where I've heard, you know, five versions of Giles Peterson or five versions of Chris Moyles, and, you know, God knows we don't need another version of Moyles. We've already got one.
Imagine five. Imagine five versions of him.
So I think you've got to be yourself. I think you've got to try and develop what your USP is, your unique selling point. And I think you need to be genuine. I mean, the three things, that crucial things I say to Radio 1 and 1 Extra presenters, the first thing is a passion for music. If you're presenting The Breakfast Show on Radio 1 or a specialist drum and bass show on 1 Extra, you still need a passion for music. And that comes across. You know, Grimmy can talk lucidly about music, so can Greg. So that's crucial. The second thing that I think is really important is the ability to tell good stories, and the ability to tell good stories in a short space of time, in, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Coxie, no longer on Radio 1, but Coxie, Sarah Coxie's now on Radio 2, could turn The School Run, which is pretty dull, into 2 minutes of radio gold just because she was so funny with it. So being able to tell stories is really important. And I think the third thing is a weird mix of being aspirational. So they quite like the fact that Greg gets access to go and see the secret Kanye gig at Coco, but they don't want you lost in showbiz. They want you relatable. And I think that's crucial. So it's kind of, yeah, lost in showbiz is a no-no. But being relatable, you know, it's that kind of thing. You know, you're making spaghetti bolognese for your partner that night. You go to the supermarket and you forget to get the spaghetti. You know, the things that we all do, and those kind of relatable things are important.
Oh, okay.
And what would you say from like a presenter's point of view? Like, do you ever listen to people and think that they've got something that makes them stand out? And what advice would you give to student radio members on standing out?
I really like listening to real people. That sounds stupid, but it's quite rare. It's really hard, actually, to stumble across people who are just being themselves and genuine. And honesty is really underrated, I think. But it's one of the most important skills to have, I think, as a presenter. if you're honest, and also warmth as well. It's people think that being nice is a bad thing. But actually, it's brilliant because people sort of want to listen to you, and it's sort of a comfort, and they think that you're their mate, and that's the kind of the best thing about, I think, Radio 1 in particular, Radio 1 daytime, is that you think you know all the presenters. And especially when I was growing up, I definitely thought, oh, I would be mates with Scott Mills or whoever.
Yeah.
Because you just feel like you know them. You said something really interesting, Reece, about... Oh, yeah, USP, that was it. So USP, I found really difficult when I first started, because there was all this thing of like, oh, what's the... Let's find out what USP is. But actually, one of the most important things, if you are trying to be a presenter, I think the best thing is to try and... is just relax a little bit and just take your time. Because it does take a while, just to grow up anyway. It takes a while to work out what your opinion on certain things is, or how you react to certain situations. So don't put a pressure on that necessarily, but just be honest, I think, is really important.
So are you the same person when you're on air as when you're in the pub?
Well, I'll ask you that question then.
I was about to say that a minute ago. Like, it does feel like I'm kind of listening to the radio. You know what I mean? Like, I was actually going to say that a minute ago.
People ask me to introduce the news just to prove that it's me sometimes. I was out on a night out. It was last summer, I remember it. These lads came up. It was about 3 a.m. They were like, is that you, Greg James? And yeah. And they're like, no, prove it. So I had to introduce Newsbeat.
And, that's one way to do it.
And then sing Christmas with the news. And then they believed me. But there's the lengths you go to for notoriety.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want them to like me. But I think that is a good... Obviously, you're sort of performing in a way.
Yeah.
So you have to be a bit more excited, a bit more, you know, a bit more up than you might be just talking around a table now. But you should be the same person, because you are a person. That's the beauty of radio presenters, really. If you look at the greatest of all time, people like Wogan or, you know, who else? And there's some great examples.
Mm.
But he's probably the ultimate example of being a person, because it's him and the listeners. And I think Sean Keaveney on Six Music is in that same bracket, where it's just him and his listeners, and it's a little friendship that's going on. That's why radio's the best.
So people have just had the fantastic opportunity to listen to your talk. What would you expect them to do now to go and get ready for industry? What would be your big tips right now, tonight?
Don't panic would be my first one. Don't rush. I know you're about to say something, but just very quickly. Don't panic. Don't think that you have to do everything now. Just take your time and enjoy it all as well, because there's this tendency for everyone to be like, oh, I've just got to, I should put that on Instagram, I know, I should be doing a demo, I should be, just try and enjoy everything you're doing, because there's no point doing it otherwise. I always remember that I loved student radio and doing it so much. Yes, I had an ambition, and it doesn't mean you're not ambitious, but you just be cool. Like, just, you know, just really enjoy it all, because it's a really fun industry.
The one thing I would say was be persistent, but I'd also say, as someone who's slightly older than Greg and grew up through punk rock, there was a punk rock fanzine called Sniffing Glue back in the late 70s, and it said, it showed three chords on a guitar chords on the front cover, and it said, this is an A, this is a G, this is a D, now go form a band. And I think that's still absolutely relevant today, because I think the technology is so available to you guys now, to your generation, that if you're finding the traditional media difficult to get into, then do it yourself. You know, set up your own YouTube channel, get a like-minded group of people together, and set up your own record label, your own club night, your own video production house. You can do all this stuff now.
A podcast,
yeah. Absolutely. You know, back in the day, to edit video 15, 20 years ago, you needed 50 grand's worth of an Avid suite. You can now do it on 150 quid's worth of software. You can do it on hockey software for very little. But do you know what I mean? You know, you can. So I think that DIY thing for you guys is really important. And you've seen it with the growth of some of those YouTube stars. I know, you know, it's a little bit of a cliche now, but, you know, Zoella does not get out of bed for less than 15 grand. Do you know what I mean? There's money in them there hills. And now there's a lot of people trying to do that, and you have to stand out or, you know, be the first and get it right. But I do think there's fantastic opportunities in the whole multimedia, be it music, presenting, radio, TV, online, interactive, social media.
Just please don't sit there and open bath bombs. Please don't go and do a Lush haul and open soaps that you've been given free. Be like, guys, I just got these new loads of bath soaps. They're so amazing. Oh my God, have you seen these new? Oh my God, this new bubble bath is so nice. You can get it now from Lush.com. Just do something interesting. If you've got a platform,
that's my pension plan when I leave. I was going to do old man bath bombs.
No one's going to watch you sit in the bath.
No, you're probably right there.
But I just do something interesting. There's some amazing, Reese is right, there's some incredible people who are on YouTube doing funny stuff, doing interesting stuff, like political, doing opinionated things. Do something interesting with it. Don't just sit there and say, hi guys, here's how to make a calendar. Do something. There's so many, the opportunities are huge. You can, I mean, I've just got my phone here. You can put it on Instagram Live and you are broadcasting now from your phone. So you're absolutely right, boss man, that you can, there are so many different ways of getting out there and getting noticed that you should, it's exciting.